Today's Country 102.1 K102. We'll have tickets later on this hour to give away for 11th after that show.
I'm a little drunk on you and high on summertime.
But in the meantime, here at KEY St. Paul, Minneapolis, K102 Wake Up Crew, it's Donna and Mus who are waiting here on Luke Bryan. I think this is going to be him right here.
Yo, yo. And we had a good time with it.
Luke Bryan on with the K102 Wake Up Crew. Just stop. We'll get back to you in just a second. Here's Country Girl. Luke Bryan on the home of the commercial-free 102. Today's Country, 102.1 K102. More with Luke coming up here next. And I won't make the mistake made with Kenny because I don't want to hit.
Oh, if he says I love you, you got to say it back.
Dudes don't say that to each other.
Yeah, they do.
Tim McGraw now, K102.
You always had an eye for things that could.
Tim McGraw, Today's Country, 102.1 K102. It's one thing to have some tickets. It's another thing to have a buttload of tickets, and K102 has that buttload of tickets, including suite tickets. You would not believe the amount of tickets that we have for that very first show at Target Field. And just a little hint, next week we're giving those tickets away here with K102 Wake Up Crew and all day long on K102. But at 7-Eleven... Very excited to have Luke Bryan on the phone with the K102 Wake Up Crew.
So we were talking about you hosting the CMA Music Festival on TV on ABC in September. You had a little experience when Ellen DeGeneres threw you on the red carpet for an award show not too long ago.
That was last year's CMA Award.
I love you too.
I do too.
I love you. I love you.
Love you back. Bye.
Love you all.
Oh, it got weird. I knew it was going to get weird.
Bye, Luke.
Bye.
Amy James here.
The stories are real.
7:19 with the K102 Wake Up Crew. We're going to play up Luke Bryan and Drunk on You. By the way, that interview will be podcastable at K102.com. Click on the Wake Up Crew.
Total Traffic is brought to you by Western Bank. I'm Denise Pagano with Total Time Saver Traffic on K102.
Hey, thanks, guys. We love y'all and looking forward to we'll be up there pretty soon.
I love you, too.
I do, too.
I love you. I love you.
Love you back. Bye.
Love you all.
Oh, it got weird. I knew it was going to get weird.
Bye, Luke.
Bye.
Hi, Jen. What's up?
I just wanted to tell you that after your debate with Donna about saying I love you to the stars yesterday, I am so proud of you for saying it to Luke Bryan this morning.
Me too. He did it a little reluctantly.
It was weird. It just, yeah.
After a while, it'll become second nature.
I agree, Donna. I agree.
Yeah, I guess the first time is always the most awkward, is it not?
I just want to tell you that I was proud of you. You guys have a good day and have fun at that.
You too. Love you.
I love you too.
I love you, Jen.
Love you, Maz.
Everybody, this is Eric Church. You're listening to Donna and Mus. Wake your ass up. My song's on, man.
Eric Church, it's Springsteen, Today's Country, 102.1 K102, the official Twin Cities radio station of Country Fest, which gets underway coming up tomorrow. Cannot wait. Dierks Bentley will be taking the stage. And Dierks Bentley this morning at 9:35, when you hear a song from him, 515-0, that's when you call in to win tickets with the K102 Wake Up Crew. So there's a survey that was sponsored by Pfizer, and they found the average age for different milestones in people's lives.
Okay.
Supposedly, you have your first kiss at age...
13.
No, 15.
All right, close.
You're financially independent from your parents at?
32.
22. Interesting enough that you're younger with the kiss in there and then hung around the parents' house a little bit longer than you probably were invited to.
Well, no, I mean, you could not live with your parents and still kind of depend on them every now and then.
Uh-huh.
All right, whatever.
You had the best summer of your life at what age?
14.
They say 24.
Boy, I'm way off.
At age 32, that's when you start reminding yourself of your parents.
That usually comes like 45.
And at 38, that's when you start feeling your age.
That'll come at 55.
The sad part about this whole survey is that was the last age that they presented.
And this is Pfizer doing this?
Yep.
You would think if they go a little older since they're the maker of Viagra and all.
Well, yeah. That's a milestone to look forward to.
Thank you.
Hello.